Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
The sixth day waned. The sun, a celestial artist, painted the western sky with hues of fiery orange and soft lavender, casting long shadows across the newly formed Eden. A gentle breeze stirred the leaves of the trees, carrying the sweet scent of blossoms and the melodic symphony of birdsong. Creation, in all its vibrant glory, hummed with the energy of life. Every flower, tree, and blade of grass seemed to hum with life. The rivers flowed with a crystal-like clarity, reflecting the glory of the Creator. Adam and Eve, newly formed and filled with awe, gazed upon the wonders of their home. Their hearts swelled with gratitude for the Creator who had not only given them life, but provided for their every need. As the sun dipped below the horizon, God sanctified the seventh day, setting it apart as a day of rest, reflection, and worship. The first Sabbath began not in stillness, but in a crescendo of divine interaction. God's presence was tangible, His voice resonating through the garden, calling Adam and Eve to join Him.
Walk with me in this garden, and let your hearts be at peace, for in my presence you will find fullness of joy and everlasting life.
They felt no fear or distance from their Creator, for their hearts were pure and their minds unclouded by sin. Walking with God in the cool of the day, they experienced an intimacy that words could scarcely describe.
Behold, my children, all that I have made. It is good, exceedingly good, and now after 6 days of labor, I will now rest.
It wasn't the weariness of exertion that brought about this pause, for the Almighty knew no fatigue. This was a deliberate act, a divine rhythm woven into the fabric of existence itself. The Creator, having spoken a universe into being, now stepped back to savor the masterpiece, to revel in the symphony of life that unfolded before him.
This is my Sabbath, a gift to you and to all creation. Let it be a time of renewal, a sanctuary from toil, a day to celebrate the beauty of life.
As twilight deepened and the first stars began to pierce the velvet sky, Adam and Eve followed the Creator's voice to a quiet glade in the heart of the garden. The air was alive with the fragrance of jasmine and the soft rustle of leaves. There, beneath the canopy of the towering trees, God continued to commune with them, His presence a radiant warmth that enveloped the glade. Seated on the soft grass, Adam and Eve listened as God spoke of the wonders of creation. He described the stars above, their distant light shining as a testament to His infinite power and imagination.
Each star,
He explained,
is a beacon of my glory, scattered across the heavens to declare the vastness of my love and the depth of my purpose.
Adam marveled at the intricate design of the cosmos, while Eve gazed in wonder at the flickering constellations, their brilliance mirrored in her eyes. The Creator extended His hands toward them, palms open, as if offering the fullness of His presence.
This day is holy,
He said.
A time for you to rest in my love, and to remember that your lives are not defined by toil, but by communion with me. Let your hearts be filled with gratitude and your voices rise in praise, for the Sabbath is a reflection of my eternal rest, where all creation finds its purpose and peace.
Adam and Eve responded with worship that flowed naturally, like a river returning to its source. They sang with voices unspoiled by the dissonance of sin, their harmonies blending with the gentle rustling of leaves and the distant murmur of streams. Their song echoed across Eden, a melody of love and devotion that seemed to join the very fabric of creation itself. Even the animals paused in their movement, as though the entire garden stood still to honor this sacred moment. God led them in a walk through the garden, pointing out the hidden intricacies of creation, the delicate veins in a leaf, the playful leap of a gazelle, the iridescent wings of a butterfly. He revealed His purpose in every detail, His joy evident in every word. He spoke again.
Each creature, each plant, each element of this world is a reflection of my nature. And you, my children, bear my image most fully. In your love for one another and for all that I have made, you will reflect my glory. The Sabbath is not merely a day, but a covenant between me and all that I have made. It is a reminder of my love, a sign of my provision, and a promise of the rest that is to come.
His words settled over them like a gentle rain, nourishing their spirits and deepening their connection to him. In the stillness of the first Sabbath night, Adam and Eve lay beneath the starlit sky, their hearts brimming with wonder and peace. The Creator watched over them, his gaze tender and unyielding in its love.
This day is the first of many Sabbaths, a perpetual invitation to abide in my presence and delight in my creation. Always remember, my children, that you are loved and that I delight in you.
The morning of the first Sabbath dawned, not with a burst of activity, but with a hush of tranquility. The sun rose gently, casting a golden glow over dew-kissed meadows and crystal-clear streams. The animals, imbued with instinctive understanding of this sacred rhythm, moved with peaceful grace, their playful frolicking tempered by a sense of reverence. Even the wind seemed to whisper a Sabbath prayer, carrying the fragrant scent of blossoms and harmonious chorus of birdsong. Adam and Eve, their eyes, newly opened to the wonders around them, drank in the beauty of Eden with childlike wonder. They felt a deep sense of belonging, a connection to this pristine world and to the one who had breathed it into being. Hand in hand, they wandered through the garden, their bare feet sinking into soft moss. They listened to the gentle murmur of the river, the rustling of leaves in the breeze, the chatter of animals. Their hearts, unburdened by anxiety and ambition, resonated with the peaceful rhythm of the day. A sense of awe and gratitude filled their souls, a symphony of praise rising within them. As the sun climbed higher, casting dappled shadows through the trees, Adam and Eve were drawn to a clearing bathed in warm sunlight. There, nestled among fragrant blossoms, they sat in comfortable silence, their souls attuned to the symphony of creation. The animals, sensing the sacredness of the moment, gathered around them. A lion lay down with a lamb, the wolf with a kid. Birds perched on their shoulders, melodious songs blending with the gentle murmur of the river. A sense of harmony and unity pervaded the clearing, a reflection of the Creator's perfect design. As morning turned to afternoon, the Creator once again walked among his children, his presence as radiant as the sun shining over Eden. Adam and Eve lifted their faces to him, their expressions filled with delight and wonder. God sat with them under the shade of a great tree, its branches laden with fruit. The couple listened as he spoke.
"Tell me, my beloved ones, what do you see? What do you feel as you look upon all that I have made?"
"We see beauty beyond words, harmony in every leaf and stream. We feel your love in the gentle touch of the breeze and the warmth of the sun. This world you have given us is a song, and our hearts cannot help but sing in response."
"We feel peace, a peace that fills every part of us, and gratitude, an overflowing gratitude for the life you have given, and for this day of rest to rejoice in your presence."
"You have spoken well, my children. This day is for you a reminder of my love and a time to deepen your trust in me. As you care for this garden and all within it, let the Sabbath teach you to pause, to see, and to give thanks. For the rhythm of rest will sustain you as much as the fruits of the earth and the rivers of this land."
The Creator lingered with them, answering their questions, laughing with their joy, and deepening their understanding of his ways. The first Sabbath drew to a close, not with a sense of ending, but with a promise of renewal. It was a foretaste of eternity, a glimpse of the perfect harmony that would one day be restored. And as the stars emerged, twinkling like diamonds against the velvet sky, Adam and Eve knew that this sacred rhythm would forever be woven into the fabric of their lives, a reminder of their Creator's love and the beauty of his creation. It was a day to be cherished, a day to be remembered, a day to be lived in harmony with the divine heartbeat of the universe.
That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.